When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Burrow takes the snap. Ravens bring blitz pressure. Burrow throws to the end zone. It's incomplete! It's incomplete! And with 38 seconds left to play, the Hayes in the barn! Oh, what a wild way to end it tonight as the Ravens will sweep the series from the Bengals and improve to 7-3.
Awesome, crazy game back and forth last night, and the Ravens win another thriller over Cincinnati. Good morning, Metroplex. Final hour, fist pump time on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. Sean Sharif, RJ Choppy, Cowboys insider Bobby Belt on your home of the Cowboys and Rangers, 105.3 The Fan. Four touchdowns for Burrow, four touchdowns for Lamar. Zach Taylor decides to go for two, unlike Todd Bowles at the very end. Since he fails, controversy, shot to the helmet, pass interference, but the Ravens get another W. Nick Eatman, DallasCowboys.com, will join us at 9:20 this morning on DFW Sports Station. Thank you for turning it on, leaving it on. Before we get to some other degenerate selections, I want to visit the world of college football. RJ Choppy with a college football kegger here on DFW Sports Station. Let's hit it.
I'd like to know where Lou Holtz is right now.
Oh, I win. Google me.
We're not hosting an intergalactic kegger down here.
I win Google me guy was almost your next president of the United States.
Oh.
He had over 500 write-in votes in the state of Indiana for president.
You see the Jerry Jones write-in jokes and everything?
Oh, yeah. Jerry Jones declared the winner, worst GM ever or whatever. Yes. But Indiana loves their head coach so much, Kurt Cignetti, that he got over 500 write-in votes.
Yep, and that is out of, looks like, almost 3 million votes that were cast. So almost was president. You're right.
Almost got it. Just, I think it was 487 technical votes that he got. But Indiana is, they got Michigan this weekend. They are a 14-point favorite over Michigan. I don't think that's enough. We will get to that in the degenerate, but it's very, very rare when you see that Indiana's a 14.5-point favorite over Michigan.
Yes.
That doesn't make sense to me. Kirk Herbstreit, this is sad. Kirk Herbstreit's dog has been a part of College Game Day for a couple years now. It started off as a emotional support dog. So his son had a heart condition. And then, so Kirk.
Yeah, he can say more words than Corso now. I'm sorry. Look, the Corso thing is trending every single week. I just, please.
Babe's going to cancel his hit with us now.
You got to, come on now. It's tough. It's tough to watch and get
very
through.
Tough to watch.
I know it gives a lot of people sentimental
Absolutely.
Feel.
It does.
It's sad.
They'll never fire him.
I think it's sad.
I think it's very sad. I think that.
Sad to watch, you know, from an old old person's standpoint.
We all have, like, aging parents here.
Yeah, man.
Bobby's got one less than we do.
Good. Believe me, I know.
You just outdid right. my darkness.
But it's tough because, you know, like, it's going to happen to us, too. I mean, you know, our family's going to have to step in and say, you know, hey, that's enough, right? But he He is that show. He started that show, like, right? So it's tough from ESPN's perspective. Like, are we really going to get rid of him?
Right.
But Kirk has brought his dog, Ben, around. And Ben, he posted on social media that they had to go ahead and say goodbye this week. So I don't even know if Kirk's going to be there at College Game Day this weekend. But
what do you mean he's not going to be
there?
Well,
I mean, his dog died. I have no idea. Like,
I don't think he's going to miss the show.
Do you take bereavement?
Yeah, I don't think.
when the dog dies?
Yeah.
You know, but so anyway. He said he's had dogs his whole life. Ben was a 101, but he did have...
This is a likable win for Herb Street, who I felt like had kind of become unlikable to many over the past year or two.
He was starting to... Yeah. He was ready to play the heel. Who was that? Was the interview Dokic? Was that who he was doing it with, where he was like, all right, I'm getting close.
No, I think it was probably McAfee.
Is that who? Where he was like, I'm getting close. I thought it was on one of those Outkicks or something. Yeah. Where he's like, I'm getting close to letting everybody know what my political opinions are, guys.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm ready to be the bad guy here.
So Herb Street, his dog, Ben, being put down. Very, very sad. This is a great looking dog. Cancer spread to all the organs, so they had to go ahead and put the dog down.
Yeah, it is gut-wrenching. Gut-wrenching.
Yeah.
As you know. I know. Pepe knows. Bob, did you have dogs?
Well, I never had a dog. Well, but Sarah had one, so we had
Sarah's dog.
We had dogs, yeah. But none of them were put down while I was living there. Like, they were put down after I moved out.
Yeah.
So I wasn't actually there for that. We put my mom down. But.
When Sarah's dog died, we didn't put it down. It literally died in the bedroom. It just died. And I went in and found it. I was like, oh, she's not breathing. We got to do something about this. The University of Florida... is the Dallas Cowboys.
Good point by Trey Evans tweeted, Herbie just called Thursday night football.
That's fair.
That's a good point.
They have lowered their standards. They are the Cowboys of the NCAA.
Who's this?
The Florida Gators.
Oh, they've lowered the standards?
They have announced that Billy Napier will return to Gainesville next year. This is a guy who is 15-18 in 3 years at Florida. He is 8-13 in conference. And this is, along with Texas, I believe Florida is the best job in America with those two. You don't have to get on an airplane.
Florida and Texas are the two best jobs.
I think so. You don't have to get on an airplane to recruit. College football is about recruiting. They have, those are the two most fertile grounds for recruiting. They've got money out the yin-yang, every recruiting advantage, a big-time fan base. And the Florida I knew would have fired this guy last year. That's the Florida I knew.
Yeah.
This Florida doesn't do that.
I think they're worried about like 70% of the recruiting class.
Right. And he's owed... They project it's going to cost $20 million to bring in their recruiting class. They would have to pay him $25 to leave. So this is a money thing. That's the problem. It's a money thing. A&M did the right thing with Jimbo. It paid Jimbo like $90 million. Get out. We're going to bring this guy up, Mike Elko, and we're going to do well.
Yeah, Florida screwed up with the Napier hire. But yeah, it's a money issue now that you run into with like some of these schools. What are the other ones we've talked about? There have been some other schools we've talked about where it's like they're only keeping them there because they can't afford to let him go.
I mean, it might be Lincoln Riley.
Lincoln Riley. Yeah, that'd be one.
That'd be one. Some big games this weekend in college football. Of course, we're going to have OU Missouri on the fan 6:15 tomorrow. Bobby's Texas Longhorns will welcome the Florida Gators to town 11 o'clock
I'm so scared of the Gators. Actually, I will give the Gators credit for this. The Gators have played some more competitive football in recent weeks, even against good teams.
And do any of us really believe in the Longhorns' stronghold on national championship favorites anymore? I don't. I'm off that.
Oh, no. They're not. They're not the favorites right now. I think Oregon is.
No, I just mean like in your own mind. You know, we were still like, oh, are they still the favorite? I mean, think about how confident you were feeling in that a month and a half ago.
Like, and look, we were feeling very confident. They have not, they don't have a top 25 win right now. And that's not, that doesn't happen like because of the ranking, the college football playoff rankings are the top 25. It's very rare to get to November in the SEC and be this highly ranked and not have a top 25 win. And that's the problem. You know, Indiana's the same way. They don't have a top 25 win now.
That's because we send people out of the top 25.
That's right.
That's what we do.
That's right. Okay. You do. Absolutely.
Vandy, Oklahoma, Michigan. That's what we do.
The big game this weekend, well, there's two of them. I got a text from Will Chambers yesterday that he was on his, it was not political.
Because Bobby blocked him.
It's right.
They don't talk anymore.
It was not political. They're about to be the ones that don't talk anymore.
But they won't be able to talk in about 24 hours.
because they will be passed out.
Will thinks they're taking that right, too.
They think that's because they are heading to Alabama LSU. And that's the big game this week. This is an elimination game this weekend. Alabama and LSU. Bama's a 2.5-point favorite. The most expensive ticket of the weekend right now is the get-in-the-door price is about $250, which is not super high, but the highest of the weekend.
It's not an elimination game. It's a funeral for Alabama. That's what that is.
You think
LSU beats them?
You think LSU beats them?
Yep, by double digits.
They are. Wow. Okay. They are going to have a top 25 team in Denton this weekend. Sean Sharif, Army is in town to take on North Texas.
Dude, Army, SMU, Indiana. What tremendous stories for the season!
Oh my gosh, you're absolutely right. That is a fantastic set of stories. Georgia is at Ole Miss. This, again, another elimination game. If Ole Miss loses, they're out. They would have three losses. The loser of Alabama and LSU will be out. They'll have three losses. Texas Tech hosts Colorado. Colorado is not quite in control of their own destiny, but they're pretty dang close.
Been very quiet over the past few weeks there in Boulder.
They haven't said much.
Yeah, they're focused on wins, not on clicks anymore, I guess.
Yeah.
This, you mentioned the... You were just talking about Georgia there. I believe I saw the note yesterday. I'm trying to think if it's been 3 or 4 years. Yeah, we just passed the 4-year anniversary of the last time Georgia lost to a team that was not Alabama. It's been 4 years since somebody other than Bama has beaten the Bulldogs.
Man, that's a good stat right there. The Army, North Texas, Colorado, Texas Tech. And you're right. They've been very, very quiet. And they've been winning. And that's the key. And now what happens is it's kind of a catch-22 for Colorado because they really need to get into this game because, you know, K-State beat them. But what they really need is they need Texas Tech to have a three-way tie with K-State. The only way that can happen is if, like, they lose to Texas Tech. So it's kind of a catch-22 because now you got Iowa State that lost. BYU is still out there. Colorado still has they have about a 35% chance to make the Big 12 championship game. And I did not think we were going to be talking about this 4 weeks ago.
Props.
And yes, big time props. They deserve it. And they got two top five picks. That matters.
They have one for sure. I'm just telling you, like, it's not like that. Shador has not been thought of in NFL circles as a slam dunk top five pick.
Okay. I mean, we do this every year, and then the quarterbacks just continue to creep up. Vegas has him number one. We got to put some on the line with you and Will. Now, your Bobby Baldhead bet, you already won that. What was the bet?
That was four. I said Dallas wouldn't win more than 7 games this year.
Oh, okay. Oh, so we're still alive.
Still alive. Still alive.
Still alive, dog. Like some of RJ Choppy's degenerate football picks.
You know what? We just keep winning. We're stacking wins on wins.
Good. 5-3 last week. It's not great, but that's a winning week. We are 50-32 for the year, and I will take that. Yeah. 50-32 for the year. I got a lot of selections, so we got to get to it. I like BYU -3 at Utah. There's no altitude advantage for Utah in this game. They don't have a quarterback. BYU does. BYU's playing for championships, and Utah is the worst team in the Big 12 right now. I like Navy -3 at South Florida. Navy -3 at South Florida. Give me Iowa State -3 against Kansas on the road. I don't understand this. I know there's some injuries. I still don't get it. Kansas stinks. Georgia -2.5 at Ole Miss. I love the stat Bobby just gave about this being the 4-year anniversary, the last time they lost to an on-Bama team. Indiana -14.5 at against Michigan. I like Texas Tech at home +4 against Colorado. And I like Texas to win. But I like Florida +22.5. That's a lot of points.
That is a lot of points for a Texas team that has had some games played a little close recently.
Texas probably wins by 17, 18, something like that. So there's your college. NFL, Minnesota -7 against...
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jacksonville. I don't think Trevor Lawrence is going to play.
Yeah.
Kansas City minus 7 against Denver. We saw what frauds Denver was. Mm-hmm. This is tricky because Kansas City doesn't beat anybody by 7 points. I like the Philadelphia Eagles minus the 7.5 against the Cowboys and the over 43. Chargers minus 7.5 against Tennessee. Detroit minus 3.5 at Houston. And the Rams minus 1 against Miami.
At RJ Choppy for your degenerate selections here on DFW Sports Station. Vegas sent me the difference between Cooper Rush and Dak Prescott. How many points is it worth? Who didn't read my email? I'll say RJ. Go ahead. How many points? I sent it to y'all separate too.
Yeah.
So you all both probably did see it.
I did not read it because I know you generally like to have us do the odds guessing. So I didn't read it. Because I think Choppy said last week he thought it was this, so I'm going to go with this because it's a game got 4 points.
4.5. 4.5 points. The difference from Lamar to Josh Johnson is 7.5. Josh Allen to Trubisky is 7. Mahomes to Wentz is 7.5. And the Cowboys' current win total in Vegas is set at what? The over-under.
7.
6.5.
7.5.
Okay.
Start of the year, 10.5. The over-under is 7.5. The Bobby Belt bet for the bald head payoff.
Yeah, that doesn't make me feel good that Vegas is setting the line right at the line that I put it at that I said they're definitely not going to get to. So
interesting that Sam Darnold was only a 1 point difference from Nick Mullins.
Disrespect.
That's a lot of disrespect.
All right. Are Micah, Zach, and Lamb all going to play? Is there any way Nick Eatman has the Cowboys pulling off the upset Sunday against Filthy? Let's preview Cowboys-Eagles with Nick from DallasCowboys.com after this. We have all picked the Dallas Cowboys. I believe we have all picked them to lose by double digits. So we picked the Cowboys, but to lose by double digits. I don't understand why the over-under is so low at 43.5, but I think we all pretty much have Philly around the 30-point mark at least in beating the Cowboys on Sunday. Let's see if we're wrong with Nick Eatman, DallasCowboys.com, joining us, brought to you by the WinStar World Casino and Resort, proud to be the official casino of the Dallas Cowboys. Please game responsibly. Good morning, Nick. How are you?
Good morning. I'm not going to be telling you you're wrong, though.
Oh, do we want to get this out of the way earlier? Save the suspense.
No, I mean, I'm not going to say you're wrong, but, like, I'm not picking the Eagles. I'm sorry. I'm not going to sit around here and pick the Eagles to win. I mean, it's a
– what?
It's not a homer pick. It's just a hater pick. I mean, I'm not doing it. I'm sorry. I'm not walking around these halls doing all that. Pick, you know, no thanks. Their head coach, all that. Do I think the Cowboys are going to win? No, probably not. I really don't think they're going to win. I was just writing something real quick. It's just like, okay, this is their injuries. Eagles really have no injuries. They've won 4 in a row. You know, the Cowboys have lost 3 in a row. They haven't won at home this year. Like, nothing screams victory here except for the Browns beating the Ravens a couple weeks ago. I mean, that's what you have to hope for. It's just the weird NFL crap that happens every week, and you got to hope it falls in your lap. But it doesn't look like it will because it's the way the Cowboys have played and the way the Eagles are playing.
Where did you stand on Rush versus Lance playing this game?
I like Rush playing. I still feel like you don't have to play Trey Lance right now. I mean, if you want to play him, I mean, they can play him, you know, later in the season, whatever. I still feel like they think they have a shot to win. I think Rush is a better quarterback, but I don't think you don't have to play him. I mean, I'm fine with a couple of packages here and there if they're able to practice that, you know, and that's the thing. It's not just easy to go out there and just throw it, you know, some extra practice reps in, but if they can work a couple of packages in there to get him in there and you know, maybe get an element that no one has seen, I'm fine with that. But I think Cooper Rush is probably your better quarterback there.
Nick, in your Philly film study and all the previews that I steal every week from DallasCowboys.com, how good are they? Do you feel like they're like another level higher than when they were going well last year? Are they a team that is just like pretty good? Are they a monster that we've been sleeping on in terms of NFC contenders? Like, how good is this Philly team to you?
Yeah, I think they're pretty good. right now. I think their defense is not so hot. I mean, I think that they'll give up some games here. They did. I mean, they lost the game to Atlanta when they should have won. But you know, and a lot of that was kind of the Kellen Moore / Sirianni just kind of being stupid about, you know, if you remember that game, they could have just run the ball. They decided to throw it and end up losing. But I think they're kind of figuring each other out like that. And I think Kellen Moore is figuring out how to get these pieces all together. And so I think they're pretty good right now. And I think that they're getting better. But I think their defense is going to be an issue for them. So that could be a problem. But I mean, you know, this week, I don't know if they're going to be tested as much as they'll be tested in other games, but you know, I'm just hoping for just some weird stuff. And I think the people that are picking the people that are saying, let's play Trey Lance, that is an element that could happen. You know, like if you play him, he might throw a couple to them, but he's going to give a look that, you know, the Cowboys just haven't seen. I mean, we saw in the preseason, he ran a, 46-yard touchdown. It took him like 8 steps to get to the end zone. But I did a little research on that, and I might have said this on the air back then. Like, that would have been the longest run in the history of the Cowboys by a quarterback. And it was just kind of nice play. Get around the edge, and he scored. And, like, we've never seen that in 65 years of football for the Cowboys. We've never seen a quarterback go even half the field running the ball. So it is an element we haven't seen. I'd like to see a little bit of it, but Cooper Rush, I think, should be your starter.
Nick, we got several injuries that we're looking at here, and it's Nick Eatman from DallasCowboys.com joining us here on 105 Through the Fan. Micah Parsons, CeeDee Lamb, both of them seem to be trending in the right direction at this point. Zach Martin, maybe a little bit of a question. Where do you think we stand with some of the major injuries right now?
Yeah, the Zach Martin one, I thought it was a little bit more rest now, 2 days in a row not being out there. So today will be interesting to see what they put him on the injury report. You know, he hasn't missed a game this year, but he hasn't played. He's been banged up, and of course, he hasn't played to the level that we're expecting there. It's one of those believe it when I see it type thing about him not playing. I still feel like he's going to be out there, but again, we'll find out here later this afternoon. Micah, I think he's all in. You know, I mean, sorry, that's probably not a good phrase there this year, but. He's ready. I think he's ready to play. And, you know, but with him, I mean, he has not played well against the Eagles. I mean, the Eagles have kind of figured out ways to neutralize him. You know, Kellen Moore had to deal with it in practice a couple times, I'm sure, you know, several times. And so they kind of know how to deal with him. And hopefully we'll see some wrinkles that we haven't seen to kind of get him, you know, effective. But a CD, I think, yeah, he's playing, and I think CD's arrow is pointing up as far as the last few weeks is, you know, and especially just the perception of him and then how he played. Everyone wants to see that, you know, Emmett, you know, has lived off of it for playing for games like this. And you know, I think CD, in my opinion, should have got a little bit of more praise for how he played in that game and how he's ready to play this one. Well, and then that's not a shot against any other player, of course. I'm just talking about CD.
Will the limitation with him be, not even limitation, but will it be the shoulder, like, landing or the extension on, like, on a high ball?
That's a great question. It really is. He said pain is the worst part. It's not the range of motion, but I think don't they go together? I mean, once you land on it and then the pain, now your range of motion isn't as good because it's hard to get your arm over your head. So I think more than anything, you know, they've got things for the pain. He says he's not going to wear any kind of harness or anything like that, but you know, we'll see what happens, because you're right, you dive for a ball and you land on that shoulder. You know, it certainly will change things. And I would imagine the Eagles have a good idea of what shoulder is hurting CeeDee Lamb and where to tackle and where to hit him.
Nick Eatman, D&M Leasing Hotline from DallasCowboys.com here on The Fan. How did the Zeke situation get back on track, Nick?
Cooper Rush is gonna. It's a pocket passer, and there's nobody that protects that pocket better than Zeke.
Okay.
So hey, we all good? No, I'm kidding. I think it was a wake up call for everybody, and especially for him. You know, you want to be here. You know, we don't have a lot of shots left here, and he knows that. And this is me not knowing all the things that happened, but you know, like I said the other day. You know, they take over 20 players that are not going to play in the game. They take 20 of those guys that Bill Parcells would call ERWs, you know, eat, ride, and watch type guys. And so they're not going to do anything. So to not take a player, you're sending a message. And I think it's clear. And I would imagine, you know, he will be as ready to go as ever.
You know, Nick, we talked on Wednesday. You mentioned that you don't know if Kellen has the Dan Campbell pettiness to him to really try and do some crazy trick play stuff. But I'm curious, how do you feel that actually went down? Like Kellen's departure, like how friendly was a departure of that? And what do you expect from him on Sunday specifically with the Eagles?
Yeah, I think he's, you know, really, I think they're coming into their own here and really figuring out what to do with Barkley, you know, especially a guy that can jump backwards over people. You know, there's a lot of cool plays you can do with that. I still just can't believe that really happened in a game. I think it's phenomenal, but it's almost phenomenal. It's not throwing Chase the ball on 2-point conversion at the end of the game. But, sorry. anyways, I think Kellen Moore is a classy person. From every time I've ever met him or talked to him, he's always had the same look on his face. You know, he's kind of from that Eli Manning school there. He's kind of got that look, but you know, I think he's a classy person. I think it went as well as it could go. I really do. I think it was like, listen, I've got to change this around. And if I'm going down, I need to do it my way. And, you know, and I think that he'd understood that. And, but still, with any kind of competitive person, and this is a guy that was a really great college player, I mean, the competitive juices are going to be flowing. And also, you don't even have to formally play or coach for the Cowboys to feel it. You know, when it's Dallas week, you know the Eagles, how they feel about the Cowboys. And if he doesn't have that pettiness, his head coach will help provide it for him. And I think that, you know, they'll be doing everything they can to score a lot of points until the game is over.
Nick, what's been the temperature over there this week? It seems upbeat, at least listening to McCarthy with us, Mike and Diggs on the podcast. I know a lot of things came from that, but they still sounded like, yo, things are not totally finished here yet. What's it been like in the building?
Yeah, I get that sense too. I don't know why. I think I won't say this for every coach, obviously, and a lot of the players, because you know they're on their last year of their deal. But it feels like there's less pressure with you know each week, and there's more like, hey, let's go out and let's see what happens.
Yeah.
And you know that's not always a fun place to be in, but it's also kind of like the expectations are obviously lower and lower and lower. So sometimes when you go out and just win, you know, and think about it, and we've seen that with the Cowboys on the flip side. You know, they go out and they win, they're 12-5, and then the playoffs hit, and then you start seeing all the flashbacks of 30 years, 29 years, whatever it is, and the pressure goes, and they haven't been able to hit that. So I think maybe like most teams, they play well when the pressure's off. You got to go out there and see what happens, and I kind of think that there's a little bit of excitement just for that reason alone.
Thank you, brother. Enjoy the game on Sunday. We'll recap Monday.
All right. See you guys.
Nick Eatman, DallasCowboys.com, brought to you by the WinStar World Casino and Resort. Proud to be the official casino of the Dallas Cowboys. Please game responsibly. Find out how you can win Cowboys tickets and eat some wings with the KMC Masterpiece in Fort Worth. We'll tell you how when we crosstalk with the fellas after this.
Oh, it's the Mike Bassick crosstalk. Sean, it's time to get funky. Me and the crew, we drink a brass monkey.
Mike, don't get too excited after Bobby, what you just said when this was playing.
Oh, one of the worst songs of all time.
Oh, wow.
I agree. I think Beastie Boys are
awful, totally overrated.
When I got my first car, Mike, in when I was 16, I had a LeBaron that I wrecked after 3 months.
John Voight's?
And it the only song that had good bass in it was this song. It would just be like boom. It was great. It was great whenever I was cruising Galloway.
Okay, well,
the Beastie Boys are like if the Sex Pistols decided to rap.
Yeah. Yeah, this era of like hip hop, like late 80s, early 90s, it's, I don't know what's worse, that or late 80s, early 90s NBA.
This song, hating on this song is stupid.
I'm just trying to drive Mike offside.
Let me ask you guys this. Sean, me and you, let's have a conversation, okay?
Yeah.
Let's keep out, you know.
The haters.
Yeah, the haters. Okay.
If you got no haters, you ain't popping.
Here's the deal. Sean, you've drank a lot of alcohol in your life.
True. I've seen it. I've seen a little bit of it.
Here's the deal about this song, Brass Monkey. We've all heard it 1,000 times. You can like it or dislike it. It's fine. But have you ever, Sean, had a Brass Monkey? Have you ever heard of anybody ordering a Brass Monkey?
No, but I've been to Brass Monkey.
Where's Brass Monkey?
Oh, wow. I see what you did there.
Brass Monkey is a bar. I think it was a local.
Where's that Gas Monkey?
That was Gas
Monkey. Oh, never mind. I have not been to Brass Monkey. I have not had one, so I don't know what that is, Michael.
Okay, so Corey, first of all,
I'm reading
you can
right
see
now.
Our background. Corey, where are we at? Because we're going to get funky and drink some Brass Monkey.
We are at Buffalo Wild Wings Fort Worth off of Hewlin. We are off at the Hewlin location today. So just punch that into your Googles or your maps, and it'll lead you directly here. Last time we were here, Mike, this place got so packed that that they were like, we might have to open the second floor. We're going to try. We want to force them to open the second floor today. GM's already told me she's not going to do that, but I think we're going to try and force it. So man.
This is Fort Worth. This is where we party. Okay, this is where it is awesome in Fort Worth. And so I'm listening to, you know, YouTube stuff, and then all of a sudden I decide, you know, it's like people who've never heard of a song before because they're in their 20s or let's say early 30s, and then all of a sudden this comes up is like, hey, I'm going to listen to Paul Revere. And then it takes me down this Brass Monkey thing. And people do, I'm just going to say, Bobby, people that have never heard this, they do dance to it. They do like the beats behind it. They do think it's unique and different from what they've ever heard.
Yes.
So I'm not saying it's good or bad. I do love it. But then I was like, let me Google what a Brass Monkey is. I've never had a Brass Monkey. So I'm like, what is it? And so here at Buffalo Wild Wings, I've talked to the people here. We are serving Brass Monkeys. Now, we have the $4 Miller Lights.
Did you confirm that?
Yes.
He did. He actually did.
We have the $4 Miller Lights. We have the $4 Coors Lights.
That's
There's obviously specials here. We got the Wangs. We got everything else. Okay?
Wings is what he meant.
Yeah, with all the flavors, you know? But a Brass Monkey is somewhat like a screwdriver, okay? So if you want to party with me, I'm going to have a Brass Monkey for the first time ever.
Woo.
It's orange juice, vodka, and spiced rum.
Ooh.
Oh, baby.
Sounds good.
Is that what it
and
is?
That's watering.
Google's saying here that it's malt liquor and orange juice.
It can be that, too. But if you look it up, there's different recipes. They used to serve it in like the seven. I shouldn't say serve it. I think you could buy it at liquor stores where Choppy grew up. I think you could buy like almost like a pre-made version of it. Like you'd buy a margarita mix.
Yeah, like a
because they're they got a castle in Brooklyn. That's where they dwell.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you were dwelling in New Jersey.
I was dwelling, man. That's
Mike
what I was
is
doing.
In the zone.
I was just dwelling.
He is locked in.
So
today.
Look, our football team stinks.
Oh,
let's have fun.
Yeah.
Let's drink some Brass Monkeys at Buffalo Wild Wings. And if you don't want a Brass Monkey, if you don't want to get funky, then you can have a Miller Lite, a Coors Lite, a different mixed drink. But if you want to have some fun with me, I'm going to drink Brass Monkey. And I'm just trying to see who's part of my crew and getting funky with the Brass Monkeys.
Kevin, how many of those could Mike have until you like legitimately got worried that it would really be a problem on air?
I might be worried now, but I would say probably 2.5 to 3, and we're in a lot of FCC violation
this
trouble.
Is the location last year where he got hammered because
I remember that because he was about to go on vacation, right? And it was a Friday, and he was like, I'm getting drunk.
Well,
and Mike, you get a comp day Monday.
Mm-hmm.
It's my birthday Monday.
Oh,
happy birthday.
That's why it's a comp day.
Are you working?
No. Yes. Yes. Kind of. I'm showing up.
Kind of. how old are you going to be?
What'd you say, Chop?
How old are you? 46? 47?
I'll be 47 on Monday. 47. But today, if you've never had a brass monkey, why not try it with the KMC Masterpiece? And for the first time, it might be, I'm going to be honest, this does not sound good.
What do you mean? It sounds great.
But we have to try an orange.
It's going
to
be
because
awesome.
I don't think they have malt liquor back there. I don't feel like most, maybe they do, but we're going to do it kind of screwdrivery with a spiced rum in there and see if it's time to get funky.
Okay. Excellent.
Yeah, and now, Sean, my next question for Crosstalk, are you over the election? You were obviously upset. You took 2 days off because the election. Which one? Was it the STU? Was it the presidency? Cruz. Was it the Senate? What was it that said, I cannot get on a microphone for 48 hours with what happened Tuesday night?
You know, I really don't want to discuss this. I've been talking to the guys in the commercial. I was very interested in figuring out why and how. How did this happen? Why did this happen to such a great degree with the beatdown took place?
It happened because she's a very stupid person.
That's
what he said. He said that on Rogan. That's exactly
so
what he
I
said.
I have just been sitting back in bed watching 2 days of explanation, justification, what and how.
Mike, why do you think it happened?
Oh, my God.
I've watched some stuff. So I don't have, like, my opinions on, like, why did it happen. But, like, some people have said she didn't answer any questions when she was interviewed. Some people have said that she stuck too close to what Joe Biden somewhat believed in and never set any type of tone for herself. So everybody's like, wait, this isn't good right now. You just think everything's good and we're going to stay on the same path. Shouldn't you have a little bit of a different path? And so maybe people were like, maybe I don't want to vote for Donald Trump, but I'm definitely not voting for another 4 years of this. And maybe that's why Donald Trump won. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm just saying that's what I've kind of heard from things. If you listen to The View, then
The View.
We are
Dude,
about
to, everyone talked oh about God. The View.
I guarantee you they had their high. I watched the next day.
Oh,
I
was like, how was it?
Were they devastated?
It was, I mean, can I say it was glorious? It was glorious. I love meltdowns. I love people melting down.
Yeah. Jimmy Kimmel was like, his voice was cracking.
Yeah.
Stephen Colbert, he was not thrilled.
But that was like genuine, genuine emotion. The View was like, they're not even real.
Oh.
They're not even real people. They're in their own echo chamber. They don't understand. That's the problem. Nobody. Both political parties don't understand the opposite side of what they're talking
about. Did y'all see your buddy Ted Cruz's tweet about the Jimmy Kimmel crying?
No.
He said
no.
He hasn't cried like this since I beat his ass at basketball.
Ah. Did he beat him?
They played one-on-one.
Ted Cruz beat Jimmy Kimmel in basketball?
That?
No.
Oh, God. Look at
that.
Oh,
God. That's embarrassing.
That's really embarrassing.
No, I spent like 2 hours yesterday reading up on his new chief of staff after I found out she was the daughter of Pat Summerall.
Oh.
I wanted to find out who was able to control him.
I'm sorry, Sean. You hold on a damn second. Did you just say she, a woman? I thought everybody who voted for Trump was misogynistic.
Kevin Cuban over here.
Wow. Hold on just a minute.
Of Kevin Hagelin Cuban.
Hold on.
But I really wanted to, no matter what side support, I do like to figure out the strategy, the brilliance of the strategy of the beatdown that happened. Who coordinated it? How did they do it? How did this woman, who they call the Ice Lady, like keep him in check? I like the psychology of it, the plan of it.
The plan.
She was DeSantis. Mike, you don't mind here if I
talk politics? No, go ahead. Yeah, I'm having fun, man. I'm ordering my brass monkey.
She was Ron DeSantis. So she worked with Trump before, and then DeSantis fired her.
Oh, no.
And DeSantis convinced Trump to fire her for his second go-around. Then Trump went and got her back, and she knew all the insights and all the things. Like, this is a cold-blooded killer, you know? And she's like, Ron DeSantis is insecure about his height. He's insecure about his weight. We know all these things. He can be a little bit awkward. And she gave Trump all the information to try to destroy and end up killing Ron DeSantis, because DeSantis was supposed to be stock up
right,
and Trump stock down. And the two times she's tweeted here recently was one, hey, Cuban, I thought he didn't have any smart women around. And the other time was just bye-bye after they crushed and eliminated Ron DeSantis because she took such great pleasure in destroying him with all the inside info she had. But he fired her, and she is the daughter of Pat Summerall. And it was her letter during Summerall's intervention that actually made Pat finally go to the Betty Ford Clinic and seek out the help. Everyone else, he's like, I don't care. I'm tuning it out. You guys are hypocrites. You drink with me. You're only here for show. And it was her letter that was read by his drinking buddy who sent him to the Betty Ford Clinic when she's like, I've been embarrassed of my last name out in public. I don't like to be known as a Summerall because of your drinking.
Wow.
Yep.
I tried to shake his hand in the men's room one time. That was a big mistake. Yeah.
Of course, it was Betty Ford.
You don't do that in the men's room.
That's the whole point, but it was Pat Summerall.
Was it at the Betty Ford Clinic?
It was not at the Betty Ford Clinic. I was flustered.
So where are we at, Corey, and what are our specials today?
Buffalo Wild Wings in Fort Worth off of South Hewlin right now, and they do have the second floor. We're going to try and force it to be open. $4 Miller Lights and $4 Coors Lights out here today. So come on out, enjoy all the wings, taste all the flavors, get all the beers, and then watch Mike do what he does.
You got my father-in-law trying to order up a Brass Monkey right now. He's loving your crosstalk, Mike Bassett.
Let's go. Okay, so Buffalo Wild Wings, Fort Worth, in Hewlin. Jerry Jones at 10:30. He will confirm if Dak Prescott's going to make the comeback and play this Sunday against the Philadelphia Eagles. I don't think he's going to rule it out.
Your best
That's
cross
just my
ever.
Opinion.
Mike's in the zone.
All right, let's get some Brass Monkeys.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.